And welcome back to Access Cleveland. Now, this week we have some special guests in the building. The Cleveland Crush, the women's football team that is all the buzz around the city. There's been some changes. It used to be the Lingerie Football League. Now it's the Legends Football League. So here to talk about it, I have offensive coordinator, Coach Eddie Horn, and I have two special ladies who play for the Cleveland Crush. Go ahead and introduce yourselves and the positions that you play, please.
All right. Hi, everybody. I am Tamar Fennell. I'm number one. I play running back and strong safety.
Hey, Cleveland. My name's Casey Gans, number seven. I'm center. Also, I get in on linebacker.
Okay, so you the enforcer. So you bring the pain. All right, ladies, and Coach Eddie, let's talk about first the rebranding of the league. It's now the Legends Football League. So what changes can fans expect in this new rebranding?
Well, overall, I believe it's the image of the stereotype of just women getting dressed up just to do this whole sex appeal thing when we actually got girls who can actually play football.
All right.
We're trying to get away from the whole idea of just like the one demographic of crowd. We want to expand. That's the whole rebranding. We want to expand into, say, even One Day Sports Center, ESPN Top 10. Because if you look at the highlights on YouTube, we got girls who can hit. We got girls who can play, grow, run. Even they can go pound for pound with some of the guys who are playing now.
Okay. All right. Now, is there going to be a change in uniforms? Are we going to see a different uniform now for the Crush?
The uniforms are very similar to the uniforms from last year. So now they're performance wear. What you'll notice immediately is that the lingerie football uniform had a garter belt that was on the leg. That's gone. Okay. There was also lace that dangled from our pants, our boy short, and also from our bras. Those won't be there. Other than that, I think the uniforms will look similar, but they're, you know, the shoulder pads are being adjusted to make us safer also.
Okay, and that brings me to my next question. Casey, you know, you're a linebacker. Mm-hmm. You bring the pain. So with, you know, you use your shoulder pads a lot. So with the new design of the shoulder pads, how do you feel? Does it feel safer to you?
It's going to be a lot safer. They're also adding a few changes to the helmet. So
okay,
we're ready to hit and be a lot safer this year.
All right. Cool. What are some of the challenges you as women athletes, you feel, you know, because first time somebody may hear, oh, a woman football player, like, you know, we experienced earlier, somebody, well, they're expecting some big, you know, female coming through the door. I mean, not that there's anything wrong with that, but what type of challenges do you two face, you know, as a woman athlete?
Well, the first thing they always ask is, oh, is it tag?
No. That's right. It's not tag. It's not flag.
Right.
It's full contact.
We're all out here training. Practice, plus we're training all on our own. So we're working hard for this. So we'd really like to be respected for what we're doing.
Absolutely. Go ahead, Tamar.
I would say the challenges that I come across is mainly the physical. If I come home with like bruises or I want to go out with, you know, someone, I got bruises on my arms. I think that people around us are looking at the guy
like,
a little suspect.
Is she being abused?
Exactly. And I've had doctors bring in specialists to question me during checkups, you know, because they see so much bruising, you know, they follow up to make sure that I'm really on the roster, things like that. So, I mean, that's a challenge, I guess, in dating. And I think that I get really aggressive too. Around game time and after game time, and I get competitive. So, you know, those are probably, that's challenging for him, I'm sure.
To get respect as a woman.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Now, did you ladies have a sports background before joining the Crush?
Absolutely.
Casey, what did you do?
Swimmer my whole life.
Okay.
I played football, track.
Yeah, I dabbled in all sports in high school. I was soccer, track, and basketball. I ran track at Ohio University. Big up Bobcats. So, yeah, I ran track. And then I played in the WFA, which is the Women's Football Alliance football, for 2 years prior to LFL.
Cool. What is it like when it's game day, you're suiting up, you're getting ready to go out there and hit the field? Take us through the process of you putting on that helmet, you strapping up the shoulder pads, you hitting that field. What's going through your mind at that point?
All right. Well, as a veteran, I'll answer that. Mm-hmm. And football is so mental. So what's happening is I'm telling myself, you know, nobody can touch me. Mm-hmm. They better not get in my way. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking about the job that my coaches, especially Eddie, because he's going to let me know about myself if I mess up. But I'm thinking about the job that my coaches want me to do. I'm also thinking about my personnel. You know, being a running back, I really have to know who's out in the field trying to tackle me. Mm-hmm. And as a strong safety, I need to know who I need to shut down on defense. So mm-hmm. I'm thinking about my job, but more importantly, I'm getting myself in the zone to go into battle. You know, so exactly. I'm just getting hype.
I'm saying you firing me up.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it. You put me in the, I'm feeling it right now. But yeah, just got to get ready.
Right, and Coach Eddie, let me ask you this: as you're preparing these ladies for battle, for game, do you have to adjust your coaching style because you're dealing with women athletes, or can you? Because some, if we watch film or YouTube mm-hmm. clips on some coaches when they're coaching men, they're going hard at them. Yeah. Do you change that, or are these ladies just as tough?
No, I don't change it all at all. Because I believe that they're on the same level.
Right.
And they're trying to get the same respect, and they deserve the same respect from the coaches. So sometimes some of the things that I say can be a little edgy. But on the overall aspect of it, like, you treat them the same because they're football players now. They're not mm-hmm. – they're women, of course, but on the field, they're football players.
Right. Absolutely. Now, both of you ladies, of course, are attractive ladies. Excuse me for saying that, but it's true. You're attractive ladies. So is that stigma that, okay, these women, they're cute, they take good care of themselves, they're not really going to play football. I mean, they're not going to hit. Do you deal with that stereotype?
All the time.
Yeah.
But the people that know us and see us on a daily basis, they see us out there working hard. Like Tamar was talking about the bruises, marks mm-hmm. on our body. They know we're out there going hard.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
And they'll see game day.
Right. Now, on the flip side of that, when you're in your own personal lives and, you know, you meet somebody that you may like and you say, hey, I play football. I'm the strong safety. I'm the linebacker. Does a guy go, oh, hey, you know, do they get intimidated? Does that intimidate the men that you've Maybe. Dealt with?
See, I think they're more, like, excited about the possibility of talking about football,
right,
you know,
yeah.
with someone they're dating,
yes.
As opposed to being intimidated.
Right, yeah, because we all know men love a woman that can sit down and watch SportsCenter with us. but anyway, all right, tell us about the upcoming season. When does it get started? Who's your first game against? What can we expect from the Crush this year?
All right, well, our first home game, rather, is June 14th. It is going to be at Quicken Loans Arena. Mm-hmm. It's against Omaha Heart, who is a new expansion team this okay. year. We expect to annihilate everybody on the schedule.
All
but
right.
this is an expansion team that we respect, but we plan on showing a really good show. So, again, right. that game is June 14th. Mm-hmm. You can get your tickets right now at Quicken Loans Arena or through any of the Cleveland Crush football players. Mm-hmm. And
right.
additionally, our first game is May 18th, and that's going to be away in Atlanta against Atlanta Steam.
Okay.
Yep.
So your own personal goals for this season. Casey, what was some of your personal goals for this year?
Well, as being center, I got to make sure I take control of that line,
mm-hmm.
Protect the quarterback at all times.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even at practice, we're always like, stay away from the quarterback, watch the quarterback. So
right.
I just want to be the best at what I do.
All right. Tamar? Any Absolutely. Personal goals for this year?
Yeah, I agree with being the best at what I do. I made it to the All-Star tour, so I definitely
What's
intend
up?
To thank you
that.
Very much.
Yeah.
I intend to participate in that again for the upcoming mm-hmm. tour. I didn't get a chance to be MVP. I was considered as a nominee for it, but we didn't win any games. So
Still
my goal is okay. to definitely get MVP or get, you know,
yeah.
best offense honors. I want to be definitely recognized as the best in my position.
All right. So are you, with you being an All-Star, are you one of the leaders of the team?
I'm one of the captains
okay.
on our team, and I do consider myself to be a leader. I think
absolutely.
Any of us on the field are leaders.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, absolutely. I feel like being given the title of All-Star means you have to accept those responsibilities.
Right.
So, yeah.
That's cool. And, Coach Eddie, what do you expect from your team this year?
I expect, of course, we expect as coaches to be always prepared,
mm-hmm.
Scouting the other team, preparing our team. But overall, we expect our team to mold together as one unit,
mm-hmm.
to play like brothers and sisters, to respect each other, to respect mm-hmm. the other team, to come out on top winning games nonstop. We have to be perfect on the field and off the field,
mm-hmm.
not just with our gameplay, but with our personal lives too. We have to stay focused,
right.
and we have to attack every game like it's our last.
Right. Oh, yeah, you definitely a coach. You definitely a coach. I mean, it's definitely a coach right there. All right, that's all I got for you guys. What I want you to do out there is I want you to go to theQarena.com. Get your tickets. The first home game, June 14th against Omaha. Check out these ladies. They can play. They hit. And they're attractive, too. So I appreciate you. Appreciate you guys coming down for your time. And I look forward to watching you this year. Good luck. Represent for Cleveland.
Thank you. We sure will. Go Crush.
All right, cool.